Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Welcome again to another episode of Overcoming Emotional Eating. We are all becoming something, whether we're becoming anew or we're staying stagnant in the old. Becoming more of who we were meant to be is something I've always been obsessed about, and helping others do that, as well as learning on my own journey around what I need to continue to become to fulfill who I need to be. In this episode, I dive into understanding more about becoming more of yourself and how that can absolutely impact your eating or your overeating. Take a listen. And if you love this podcast, please share it with a friend. We are all continuing to overcome, and my mission is to help you overcome and to help anyone else that needs to overcome move into that journey and continue that process. Thanks again for listening. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about becoming, the title or the word that I used for tonight's call. So often we think about, you know, what our goals are, where we're going, or how much weight we want to lose, or how we might want to eat differently or eat less or exercise more, or whatever that is, in goal orientation. But we never really think about the becoming of it. And in that, I know that Michelle Obama has, actually, it's a very good book. I read it, a great book called Becoming. This is not around her book. This is more around us becoming our authentic self, or becoming who we know we were meant to be. The definition of becoming is the process of coming to be something or passing into a state. I really believe that we all know who we are when we're born, who we're destined to become. Some people might call it the soul's code. I read an amazing book in the 80s called The Soul's Code. I think it was the 80s, maybe early 90s. We all are becoming into something. Now, sometimes as we move along the path of life, we get jolted, disjointed, move off the path. We stop becoming. We are all becoming something new and different, those of us that are alive and awake. And sometimes we are aware of it, and sometimes we are not, and it's unconscious. The truth of it is when we hit those stumbling blocks, if we don't really know at our core what we're becoming or what we're destined to be, it gets really easy to move off that path. And again, this can be with your food, with your weight, with your life, with your career. There's so many ways of becoming anew, right? We can become whatever we desire we want if we allow it. And that's really the crux of some of our struggles, right? Just allowing the greatness in. There are always key turning points in people's lives that make a difference in relation to who we actually become. Now, some events are traumatic and painful. They shape who we become, and they can take us into dark places where we might wander for years. I believe that some of us need to take that journey. I know that I did in my life, so that we can actually chart a course back to the light of living free and living with joy. And that could be a constant path to and fro as we continue through the course of our lives. Some of us, after we heal our own lives, bring those pieces back to others to pass it on as well. We can also be shaped and move into becoming from non-traumatic events, from others' inspiration also. So a number of ways that we look into becoming something anew that we realize resonates with our authentic self. I remember growing up when I was young, let's just say adolescence and younger, I always wanted to become a person that helped others. I always did. I always knew it was within me. I saw myself rise up when other people needed help, whether it was my mom or my friends or other family members. Now, when I was younger, and let's again say an adolescent or younger, I didn't really have the fortitude or the wherewithal to keep that. I was blocked. I was living in one, adolescence, which is always hard, right? Two, and living my own story at that point in time that was fraught with a number of mishaps. And so I couldn't be that person that I wanted to be all the time when I was younger. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't hold that. But I always felt this connection when I was helping other people. And I always felt that would be part of my becoming. As I got older and I stepped my foot by accident into a nutrition class and then further into psychology classes, I really recognized who I was meant to become. And I'm still, in consequence, becoming every day. That desire to become keeps evolving, right? And so as I shined, I moved down the path of becoming. And still now, back and forth through my life, I continue to become. And you are all becoming too, if you allow yourself to align with your authentic self in whatever way that means. In 10 years, most of the cells that make up your body today will have died and been replaced by new ones. So your body will be totally new in 10 years, 1000%. But we hold on to things in our mind for longer than 10 years, don't we? Many of us. And so it's interesting that our body lets things go and we allow our mind to hold that. And that, in fact, can impede and impart on our becoming. Eric Roth, he's a screenwriter, said, "For what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early, to be whoever you want to be. I hope you live a life you're proud of. If you find that you're not, I hope you have the courage to start all over again." This is the process of life. We come off the path and we move back on the path, or maybe a new path and a way of becoming in whatever way that means for you. So, what do you want to become, or what are you in the process of becoming? Many people don't think of changing your eating, your food, or your body as a way of becoming, but I do. I've worked with enough people in my career for the last 27 years that I've watched people literally not just change the way they look in my office, but change who they are from the inside out and then the outside in, or vice versa, maybe from the outside in and then the inside out. I've seen it time and time again. In fact, I had an amazing interview. It's going to be launched on the podcast on April 1st with Kathy Tuberson. Kathy Tuberson is an amazing woman and a fantastic client. And she brings herself to this interview and talks about her internal transformation and her becoming, the things that she's learned even more so again a year after I interviewed her last year, what COVID brought to her, what that was like, and how it's continued to help her evolve in new ways. It's an amazing interview, so please check that out. But again, it just reinforces the idea that it's not just about what you eat or how you eat, how you look or how you feel about your body. Those are all important components. And if we shift those, if we need to shift those, they can absolutely help us move into who we really know we want to become. Many of my clients have said to me, "You know, I look in the mirror and I just don't see what I think I should see. Who I am in my head and who I am in my body are incongruent." Therein lies the space of becoming. And so how do you really become anew, or maybe become more of, maybe become in alignment? Well, the first step, I believe, to becoming is to really breathe. And I know that sounds simple. You can look up so many things on the internet and in books about, you know, how do you become something new? How do you change? How do you reinvent yourself? Whatever we want to call it. But the truth is, I actually like this as the first step. Before you can change yourself, you have to get out of your own way. Most importantly, you have to become aware that you are in your own way. Now, not all of us are. I can't point the finger at everybody. But a lot of times, we are our own worst critics. We are our own worst enemies. We are in our own way. We may not want to see it. We may not want to feel it. We may not want to hear it. But it's true. Many people go through their whole entire lives holding themselves back without even realizing it. I know, because I see this every day, and there are plenty of times in my life where I have been the biggest stumbling block in my own way. If I just had turned around and looked myself square in the face and said, get out, I could become who I was meant to be at that time. So it's very important, first step, to get out of your own way, to breathe, to recognize what parts of you are in your way, what's stepping into your obstacle. For some people, breathing and meditation can be really helpful to get very, very clear on what you want to become. And that could be a weight that you want to be at. It could be how you want to eat. It could be how you want to live. It could be your end goal. It could be what career you want to go into. It could be what career you don't want to go into, right? Meditation can help us breathe. It can help us focus. It can help us get into a zone that allows us to really see and seek the vision of what we want to become. So often, you know, clients have walked in my office and the first thing they'll say to me is, well, I want to weigh X, or my doctor says I need to weigh Y. And I'll say, okay, oh, got it, good. And what else do you want? What do you really want? What does your core want? What does your soul want? Because it's not just a number on the scale. When we talk about losing, or for my clients with anorexia in the past, gaining weight, it really is, there is an internal journey when we change our bodies in whatever way that is. There just has to be, because we are connected to our bodies. Our heart, our mind, our soul is all connected to our cells. So you can't change one without changing the other. The first step in becoming is to really breathe and understand truly where you want to go. The second step is to read. Now, that sounds funny, right? But the truth is, you can learn a lot from reading when you're looking at becoming. So what are your influences? Who are the people that are on your bookshelves? Or if you have a Kindle library, maybe in your Kindle library, you know, who is it that you aspire to be like? And it's not about being a carbon copy or an imitation. But, you know, we can take a handful of people that may be your inspirations. And if you take little bits from each of them, they can become part of you. And so by reading, you inherently, as you consume that information and you're submersed in it, it actually changes the structure of your brain. It carves new neuropathways and it reshapes the way you think. It plants seeds of new ideas into your mind. And that allows you to begin the process of becoming anew. Those words shape your being, and they allow you to move into your becoming. Third, listen. When I talk about listening, it's not in listening to our critics. It's not even in listening to necessarily other people that we know. When I'm talking about listening, I'm actually talking about listening to things that will fill your mind with a beautiful space, whether that be on podcasts, whether that be on YouTube, whether that be on CDs for whoever has. I actually still have a CD player. I could put my hand up, and I still have CDs. I love listening to things, even if it's passively, because it enables my unconscious to really start to formulate new visions, whether it's a new vision for a call that I want to do, whether it's a new vision for a path I want to go down to and actually move into a new state of becoming. Listening enables us to really take in things on an unconscious level. Whereas reading is more conscious, those words are shaping and forming. Listening is more unconscious. And you can listen passively. You can listen any time of day, driving in your car, going to sleep, through the night, when you wake up, when you're working on your computer. It's rare I have my computer on and I'm not listening to something while I'm working, unless it has to be something that I can't do that with. But I do that a lot because listening really helps our unconscious mind grasp things that our conscious may not need to be involved in. So number four, when you get that vision of becoming, where you're becoming, and here's part of why I developed these calls, why I developed the podcast further, is because community is one way we move into our becoming. When we desire a change in growth pattern, whatever way, right? Food, weight, life, career, marriage, relationships, whatever that is, the community built around that can radically help us step up into the new level and continue to step up. I've been blessed to be a part of a number of communities, and in every time I get involved in a community that's along my becoming journeys, I have felt so much support and strength, and it's really enabled me to take steps forward. Community has been proven to be one of the most powerful assets for creating change. You know, years ago, as therapists, you know, everybody thought that the one-on-one therapy sessions were always the way to go, were so helpful, and they are. One-on-one therapy is fantastic. Please don't get me wrong. But what we've also found from research is that group therapy or groups in general are really the way people can heal long-term. Individuals, one thing, but those groups and those communities can really help us take our becoming to the next level. We learn from others, we help others, we help ourselves in that, we learn about ourselves, we learn about how we do relationships. And so communities can absolutely help us in our becoming. Number five, and here's a big one because I've talked about this a number of times. Number five is do. When you're trying to become something anew, you can read, you can breathe, you can listen, you can think, you can analyze. But at some point, you have to do it. You have to start. And that this is where many people fall off the mark. You know, of course, if you want to become something different, you actually have to do something about it. And this is where things get super scary, right? Because when we do something about it, well, that's where we might get resistance from another person. That's where somebody might get in our face and say, you're not doing it right. Or I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to change. I like you the way you are. The truth is, the doing is the scary part. But this is the part that you can't walk away from. Because without moving into the doing, we can't move into the being. Right? You have to be prepared to jump in, but at some point, you got to jump in. You got to swim around. You got to take the action. Taking action is hard, but it's much less painful than a lifetime of regret for choosing the other way or doing nothing. I've always lived my life wondering how I would feel when I was on the rocking chair when I was 90 years old, sitting with my best friend next to me, and what I would want to say to myself. For me, I want no regrets. For you, I want no regrets. And so changing and becoming is one of those ways that we won't regret things. And last but not least, when you move into doing, remember, start small, right? It's not a race, but it is about getting it done. As you make the transition, right, from where you are to now to where you want to be, you've got to focus on the first step and then small steps after. Get into a groove, feel comfortable, you know, start to write things down one step at a time. You don't have to overwhelm yourself all at once. And if you're making a change with your food, you can do that and then recognize what else are you shifting or changing? What else needs that one step at a time? If you fall off, change the way you're eating and you alter that, you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you have a moment where you've overeaten on something, recognize to get back, you just need to start. Just need to start small. What's that like? And how do you do that? You see, even in the smallest things, you can find the biggest result. Those are the ways of becoming.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.